When the call went out to get tested, well, in fact, it's still out to get tested to stop the spread of COVID transmission in your community, the hunter responded in the masses. At times, you know, it got frustrating with queues, sometimes being hours long. Some of you may have got turned away. And although tough, we have to spare a thought for our incredible testing staff turning up day after day, testing you, your loved ones, dealing with your fear as that swab comes towards your face. One local recognised the incredible work being done and decided to put a smile on their face. How? Charlie McLennan is the brain behind a very creative idea. She's here to tell you all about it. Good morning.
Hi, Kaya. How are you?
Good. Tell me what you've come up with.
Well, we went at my household, decided to go and we had to go and get tested.
Yep.
There had been people positive in the community, infectious, walking around for a few days. So we had been out at supermarkets, so we thought, well, let's go and get our peace of mind and go and get tested. And so we, in the last hour, just before we went to go and get tested, I said, let's go and brighten these guys' days. They've been doing it hard for, you know, months and months on end. And, you know, like what surely must be a really crappy job. And, you know, our nursing staff at testing clinics are just exhausted. So we thought, let's give them a smile. So that's exactly what we did. So we decided to dress up and go through the COVID testing clinic dressed up. And two of myself and my son, we dressed up as Richie Benno, as we're part of the Richies.
Ah, so the costume was ready to go. The wigs, the microphone, the costume.
Yeah, the costume was ready to go. So there was two of us that went as the Richies. And my other son, he's not into sports, so he went as a keg of beer. So, yeah, he was the keg of beer in the back seat and we had the two Richies in the front seat. So, yeah.
And
as we drove... Sorry?
I was going to say, when you rocked up... And the window was wound down and the first staff member saw you. What was the reaction?
Oh, they laughed. We brightened their day and that was the whole point of doing it, was to, you know, like give them a smile in what otherwise is a pretty crappy job, you know.
Mm.
So you could see the smiles in their eyes, you know. Like we couldn't actually see their smiles because they had masks on, but, yeah. It was really good, and they even said this is the best thing that's happened to us all day.
Aww.
We've had a really big day, so and you know it was quite infectious. All you know the whole testing process, we just were giggling and laughing throughout the whole process. So yeah, it was good.
When did you then decide to maybe try to encourage other people to do this, Charlie?
On the way home in the car, as we left, I just went, you know what, I'm going to start a group. Just to, you know, like, and just see what other people think and, you know, try and encourage, put that challenge out there to say, hey, guys, come on, like, this works so well and it really did brighten their day. Let's do something and create some positivity and joy in, you know, these times of crisis.
How's it taken off?
Well, we've hit 700 members
what?
This morning.
Wow.
So that's going pretty well. And there seems to be members from all up and down the coast.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Port Macquarie down to Wollongong so far. So, let's see if we can, create something that bring a bit of happiness in their lives, even if it's just for a fleeting moment.
Have you started to see pictures coming through of people in costumes?
So we got a couple yesterday. There was one lady, she dressed up in her bowls outfit. she dressed up in a bowls outfit. Can't wait to get back to bowls again. And there was another lady, she didn't dress up, but she took a greyhound dog through the testing clinic, and there's a photo of the nursing staff at the testing clinic with the dog out the window.
Aww.
And they're giving him a pat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
I love the bowls outfit. It doesn't have to be necessarily fancy dress. It could be dress as what you're missing as well. It's just about, you know, a little bit different to put a smile on your own and other people's faces, Charlie.
And, you know, like, it's just a little bit of fun. No one's allowed to go out anywhere. So, you know, like, why not have a bit of fun with it while you can instead of, you know, creating any negativity, create positivity and joy. So then that's the whole idea of it.
I love it. So if we put fancy dressed for your test in Facebook, we'll find it?
Yes, you can hashtag fancy dress for your test and you will find the group. You know, like, and I encourage everyone to share their, join a group, share their photos in the group, and when they do, you know, use the hashtag fancy dress for your test.
It's a simple thing that you've done, but it's bringing a lot of joy. Charlie, so lovely to catch up with you. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much, Kaya.
You can find them on social media or use the hashtag fancy dress for your test. The photo of Charlie as a Richie and the beer keg was absolutely amazing. So go and check it out. Fancy dress for your test.